Hello and welcome to Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya. Today I want to talk about failure to launch and what it takes to stop over-tweaking your product and launch already. So you've created a product, you love it, and you think your community will too. You even plan on launching it. As soon as you tweak it one more time, the problem is one tweak turns into two tweaks, then three tweaks. Before you know it, weeks have passed and you haven't launched anything yet. Instead, you've wasted your time going over and over the same project, the same elements. Does this feel familiar at all? If so, don't keep falling into this trap. Instead, follow these tips to stop overthinking your project and actually get that thing launched. First, get clear on the scope. A project that's too general can sometimes actually be the root cause of overtweaking it. For example, let's say you wrote a course on puppy training, but there's too much to cover, so you keep coming back to the project and adding more and more and more content. Instead of trying to beef up your product, you might want to think of simplifying it. You could take your puppy training course and center it around potty training a young pup. This makes your course specific and is likely to interest more buyers because the course is actually focused on a specific outcome. Next, let go of perfection. Perfection is not your friend. You're not going to make your product perfect. There are always going to be areas where you'd like to go back and tweak it. Now, while this is understandable, of course, by me and everybody else that creates products and services, over-tweaking can actually kill your product. You can edit it so much that you edit the magic of your voice and teaching style out of it. So instead of looking at your product and asking if it's perfect, look at it and ask two simple questions. Question number one, will this product help my customers? And question number two, did I do my best? If you can answer yes to both of those questions, then it's time to stop listening to your inner perfectionist and get your product out in the marketplace. Next, create your sales page. It's funny because nothing will give you the clarity on your project that you need like creating a sales page. You can write or record your content and mention, of course, any bonuses you'd like to include. And when you're done, make a quick list of everything you've mentioned that buyers will receive. Now go through this list and check each item off. If you've created all the items you're selling, then guess what time it is? It's launch time. And when you're at it, launch version 1.0. Nobody said once you launch, you can't tweak the launched product. An easy way to force yourself to stop tweaking your product is to actually launch the bare bones version of it. You can refer to this as version 1.0 to yourself. And then in a few months, you can look over your product and relaunch it with additional bonuses or material as you need and the feedback you gain from customers. This kind of launch, a version 1.0 launch, it keeps you from obsessing too much over details that don't really matter. Another advantage of doing this is that you'll get early customer feedback. Your customers may be able to point out that your product doesn't explain something well or that it may need to be organized differently. So store all of the feedback you receive so you can review it when it's time to make version 2.0 of your product. You have to keep in mind that product launches are always a bit nerve-wracking for everyone. Even solopreneurs and coaches that have created dozens of products still get nervous when it's time to launch because ultimately you have no proof that people will buy it. This is a normal part of the launch process and it one that you should not let scare you away from taking that final step and hitting go to launch your project. That's all for today. For more tips, tricks, and insights on how you can use social media and digital marketing to grow your business, visit me at marketingsparkler.com. Save.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.